from Targeted Individual as Lone Wolf Terrorist, Introduction to the OpCatalyst website, which has now been removed from the internet. In order to both deceive the target and the people around them that the person is insane, paranoid, delusional, and mentally ill, discrediting the unwitting target until they are no longer believed, while being of immense financial and technological value to a government's military and intelligence, multiple cover stories are essential. My cover stories were that I was a terrorist, since I analyzed black operation terror events like 9/11, a harasser, an army of police informants were directed by mobile phone to follow and provoke me, a white supremacist, since I was a harsh critic of Zionism and Israel, a hater of America, since I was critical of its wars, and a drug user and dealer, after being followed by the police's informant drug addicts who will lie about anything. I should note that I have never owned or been given a mobile phone or any device which had wireless communication functionality. One can be remote influenced to think and speak about any of these topics until the profiling and targeting campaign has an a la carte menu of options to cover up your being an enslaved guinea pig. Especially if you've been prompted in sleep to obsess over these issues, as if receiving instructions for a covert mission. My remote influencing was mostly about Jews, Israel, and Zionism, as speaking critically of them gets the golden stamp of Jew hater and white supremacist required for terror profiling. Psychiatric discrediting is the most effective way to deceive others that the target is not a victim and slave of this clandestine government program. The target says they are being monitored and followed. They are diagnosed with any number of mental illnesses. Then informants and government operatives smear the target as being mentally disturbed to everyone they come in contact with. Everyone wants a piece of this ultimate invisible weapon, as it is vital to the international and domestic terrorism racket. In my case, it is the Canadian government. Due to my campaign profiling, the Nation of Israel within Canada is also a major participant, as reiterated time and again by my government's statements of a relationship with Israel, quote, through fire and water, end quote. Of course, with the CIA funding brain repatterning experiments in Canada since the 1950s, the core involvement of the American government is a given. In fact, I grew up near a Canadian US-British military radome, about a half hour's walk from my home, for 14 years. Some persons are being targeted with this technology, not only to monitor them, but so that they are in the right place at the wrong time for entrapment stings. The target being constantly followed with layers of surveillance, discredited psychiatrically, discredited with smear campaigns, rumor campaigns, persons lying about the person being a harasser, compiles a dossier for the secret police. They want to fabricate some event around the target, a successful target. In most cases, that is a domestic terror event. Now, if you don't believe governments create the crises which kill innocent persons, I'll draw your attention to all the wars in history which have come before us, where one government or another created the conflicts which killed millions of us. The ruling classes which govern us have no setbacks in killing us off in droves, nor commanding us to their will, nor exploiting us as a compliant labor force to be taxed. We all know this, whether we like to admit it or not. Now the government has created an even more strategic way to do it through the terrorism racket, meaning that just one domestic terror event not only creates a sense of fear in the public, an immediate psychological dependence on their government for personal security, which would otherwise not exist, but it also creates a no questions asked policy to initiate the aforementioned wars, which kill us off just the same. Military campaigns, invasions, nation rebuilding, bombers in the air, drones in the skies, all with no questions asked, since the public wants protection from an unseen terrorist, hiding in their midst. Just one domestic terror event can not only result in weapons and counterterrorism technology sales in the billions of dollars, but also immense income and funding for the mafia state itself. Military police, secret police, regular police, and law enforcement intelligence must expand to have the resources to keep the criminal methods used for this expansion from being discovered by the exploited public. This cycle is as deliberate as it is destructive. A ruling class's government, its police and militaries, must reorganize the world into their ideology to continuously sustain the authority which has already placed them there.